I know this was in our reach, because we are guided by a power larger than ourselves, who creates us equal in His image. And we are confident in principles that unite and lead us onward. Oppressing its own people, it is threatening people everywhere by sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists, by aiding and abetting murder. The Taliban regime is committing murder, but its goal is not making money. Its goal is remaking the world and imposing its radical beliefs on people everywhere. And I love you. They're the names of passengers who defied their murderers. And we have seen our national character in eloquent acts. But we are not spared from suffering. Our purpose as a nation is firm. Yet our wounds as a people are recent and unhealed, and prevented the murder of others on the ground of sacrifice. Inside the World Trade Center, one man who could have saved himself stayed until the end at the side of his quadriplegic friend. The beloved priest died giving the last rites to a firefighter. Two office workers finding a disabled stranger carried her down 68 floors. In every generation, the world has produced enemies of human freedom. They have attacked America, including women, freedom's and home. Children. A group of men drove through the night from Dallas to Washington.
This group and its leader, a person named Osama bin Laden, are linked to many other organizations in different countries.
America has never been united by blood or birth or soil. We are bound by ideals that move us beyond our background.
Extremism movement of Uzbekistan
that has been rejected by Muslim scholars. There are and the vast majority of Muslim clerics. A fringe movement that perverts the peaceful teaching of Islam. Lift us above our interests and teach us what it means to be citizens. Every child must be taught these principles. Every citizen must uphold them. And every immigrant, by embracing these ideals, makes our country more, not less, American. Today, the government is beholden.
Thousands of these terrorists in more than 60 countries. They are recruited from their own nations and neighborhoods and brought to camps in places like Afghanistan, where they are trained in the tactics of terror.
And terror. America at its best matches a commitment to principle with a concern for civility. A civil society demands from each of us goodwill and respect, fair dealing, and forgiveness. Some seem to believe that our politics can afford to be petty.
And tonight, the United States of America makes the following demands on the Taliban.
Because in a time of peace, the stakes of our debates appear small. But the stakes for America are never small. If our country does not lead the cause of freedom, it will not be led. If we do not turn the hearts of children toward knowledge and character, we will lose their gifts and undermine their idealism.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
We permit our economy to drift and decline. The vulnerable will suffer most. We must live up to the calling we share. Civility is not a tactic or a sentiment. It is the determined choice of trust over cynicism, of community over chaos. And this commitment, if we keep it, is a way to shared accomplishment. America at its best is also courageous. Our national courage has been clear in times of depression and war, when defeating common dangers defined our common good. Now we must choose if the example of our fathers and mothers will inspire us or condemn us. We must show courage in a time of blessing by confronting problems instead of passing them on to future generations. Together we will reclaim America's schools before ignorance and apathy claim more young lives. We will reform.
The terrorist directive commands them to kill Christians and Jews, to kill all Americans, and make no distinctions among military and civilians, including women and children. This group and its leader, a person named Osama bin Laden, are linked to many other organizations in different countries, including the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, has plotted Islamic to develop anthrax in Uzbekistan and nuclear weapons for over a decade. This is a regime that has already used poison gas to murder thousands of its own citizens, these terrorists in more than 60 countries. They are recruited from their own nations, leaving the bodies of mothers huddled over their dead children.
The high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Americans have known the casualties of war. but not at the center of a great city, on a peaceful morning. Americans have known surprise attacks, but never before, on thousands of civilians. All of this was brought upon us in a single day.
Mr. President pro tempore,
and night fell on a different world.
Members of Congress,
a world where freedom itself is under attack.
In the normal course
tonight
of events,
I want to speak to you
to report
of peace in Vietnam and Southeast Asia. No other question so preoccupies our people. No other dream so absorbs the 250 million human beings who live in that part of the world. No other goal motivates American policy in Southeast Asia. For years, representatives of our governments and others have traveled the world seeking to find a basis for peace talks. Since last September, they have carried the offer that I made public at San Antonio. And that offer was this: that the United States would stop its bombardment of North Vietnam when that would lead promptly to productive discussions.
Fearful engines of atomic might are not ours alone. In the first place, secret is possessed by our friends and allies, Great Britain and Canada, whose scientific genius made a tremendous contribution to our original discoveries and the designs of atomic bombs. The secret is also known by the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union has informed us that over recent years it has devoted extensive resources to atomic weapons. During this period, the Soviet Union has exploded a series of atomic devices, including at least one involving thermonuclear reactions.
Would advocate sending our ground forces into continental China, and such was never given a thought. The new situation did urgently demand a drastic revision of strategic planning if our political aim was to defeat this new enemy as we had defeated the old.
If, at one time, the United States possessed what might have been called a monopoly of atomic power, that monopoly ceased to exist several years ago. Therefore, although our earlier start has permitted us to accumulate what is today a great quantitative advantage, the atomic realities of today comprehend two facts of even greater significance.
I'm telling us the facts. Frankly and definitely, there is danger ahead. Danger against which we must prepare. But we well know that we cannot escape danger or the fear of danger by crawling into bed and pulling the covers over our heads. Some nations of Europe were bound by solemn non-intervention pacts with Germany. Other nations were assured by Germany that they need never fear invasion. Non-intervention pact
kind of modern slavery at an hour's notice, or even without any notice at all.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on. Say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
And that we would assume that North Vietnam would not take military advantage of our restraint. Hanoi denounced this offer both privately and publicly. Even while the search for peace was going on, North Vietnam rushed their preparations for a savage assault on the people, the government, and the allies of South Vietnam.
The knowledge now possessed by several nations will eventually be shared by others, possibly all of them. Second, even a vast superiority in numbers of weapons, any consequent capability of devastating retaliation. As an exiled leader of one of these nations said to me the other day, the notice was a minus quantity. It was given to my government 2 hours after German troops had poured into my country in 100 places.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the Founding Fathers. In this vote harvesting time, they use terms like the Great Society. Or, as we were told a few days ago by the president, we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people. The full power of centralized government. This was the very thing the Founding Fathers sought to minimize. They knew that governments don't control things. A government can't control the economy without controlling people. And they know when a government sets out to do that, it must use force and coercion to achieve its purpose. They also knew, those Founding Fathers, that outside of its legitimate functions, government does nothing as well or as economically as the private sector of the economy.
No nation in history has ever survived a tax burden that reached a third of its national income. Today, 37 cents out of every dollar earned in this country is the tax collector's share,
symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life.
Their attack during the Tet holidays failed to achieve its principal objective. It did not collapse the elected government of South Vietnam or shatter its army as the communists had hoped.
You're working hard to put food on your family. You're working hard to put food on your family.
It did not produce a general uprising among the people of the cities as they had predicted. The communists were unable to maintain control of any of the more than 30 cities that they attacked. And they took very heavy casualties. But they did compel the South Vietnamese and their allies to move certain forces from the countryside into the cities.
Americans have many questions tonight. Americans are asking, who attacked our country? The evidence we have gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated terrorist organizations known as Al-Qaeda.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person that gets to decide, not you.
Momentum of our economy and reward the effort and enterprise of working Americans. Build our defenses beyond challenge, lest weakness invite challenge. We will confront weapons of mass destruction so that a new century is spared new horrors. The enemies of liberty in our country should make no mistake. America remains engaged in the world by history and by choice.
I have just left your fighting sons in Korea. They have met all tests there. I can report to you without reservation. They are splendid in every way.
Before the Office of Independent Counsel and Grand Jury. I answered their questions truthfully.
87 years ago.
Because the president feels there is no value in this kind of character debate.
Shaping a balance of power that favors freedom. We'll defend our allies and our interests. We'll show purpose without arrogance. We will meet aggression and bad faith with resolve and strength. And to all nations, we will speak for the values that gave our nation birth. After all, we are currently its largest source of humanitarian aid, but we condemn the Taliban regime. Supplying terrorists, by aiding and abetting murder, the Taliban regime is committing murder. And tonight, the United States of America makes the following demands on the Taliban. Deliver to the United States authorities all the leaders of Al-Qaeda who hide in your land.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
To the task of collecting vital intelligence and terrorist threats and our weapons of mass production.
Doing a fine job of
police all foreign nationals.
She's doing what the role of the National Security Advisor is to not only provide good advice to the president, which she does on a regular basis. I value her judgment and her intelligence. But her job is also to deal interagency and to help unstick things that may get stuck. That's the best way to put it. She's an unsticker. And, is she listening? Okay, well, she's doing a fine job.
Join together political parties in both houses of Congress. It is evident in services of prayer and candlelight visuals and American flags, which are displayed in pride and wave in defiance. Our unity is a kinship of grief and a steadfast resolve to prevail against our enemies. And this unity against terror is now extending across the world. America's a nation. Thank you.
not spare him from suffering. The Taliban must act and act immediately. They will hand over the terrorists, or they will share in their fate. I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next of the rest of your life of service to America. That's what I asked. I said 4,000 hours. We respect your faith. It's practiced freely by many millions of Americans. And by millions more in countries that America counts as friends. His teachings are good and peaceful. And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah.
Is no preventive of itself against the fearful material damage and toll of human lives that would be inflicted by surprise aggression. The free world, at least dimly aware of these facts, has naturally embarked on a large program of warning and defense systems. That program will be accelerated and expanded. But let no one think that the expenditure of vast sums for weapons and systems of defense can guarantee absolute safety for the cities and citizens of any nation. The awful arithmetic of the atomic bomb does not permit of any such easy solution. Even against the most powerful defense, an aggressor in possession of the effective minimum number of atomic bombs for a surprise attack could probably place a sufficient number of his bombs on the chosen targets to cause hideous damage. Should such an atomic attack be launched against the United States, our reactions would be swift and resolute.
And so, in my speech to the nation, traitors to their own faith, trying in effect to hijack Islam itself. The enemy of America is not our many Muslim friends. It is not our many Arab friends. Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
Hey, did you hear?
Hear what?
The boycott co-op.
The boycott co-op?
Yeah, then he passed it to a girl and she caught co-op too.
No way.
Yeah, way. And then they passed it on to their friends and pretty soon they all caught co-op.
Man, this co-op thing sounds like the new social disease.
You may be right, because I recently heard that now the whole world has caught co-op.
Hey, so where can I catch co-op?
That's easy. You can catch co-op from anywhere in the world by logging on to koop.org.
Please exercise caution while listening to co-op radio. It is known to be highly contagious. Don't look now, I gotta do more.
Chronicles 2003-2004 Music Bowl. Through the month of January, the Austin Chronicle is running its annual Austin Music Bowl. This is your chance to vote for all of your favorites from Best Live Music Venue and Album of the Year to Austin's Song of the Year and Best Radio Station. It's easy to participate in Music Bowl. You can pick up a copy of the Austin Chronicle and fill in the blanks on the Music Bowl ballot. Just make sure to mail it in before Thursday, January 29th. Or you may save yourself a stamp and complete the poll online at austinchronicle.com/musicpoll. Winners will be announced at the 22nd Annual Austin Music Awards on Wednesday, March 17th. The 2003-2004 Music Poll, only in Austin, only in the Austin Chronicle.
is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza on Co-op KOOP Austin. Pieces of Peace is not with us this week. Not exactly. Instead, we're hearing the March of War. The peace phrase of the day is that Pieces of Peace proper will return in 1 week's time. Ever Radio Extravaganza will go away in 1 hour's time. For more information, you may visit counterfolk.com/lastever.
To give 4,000 hours over the next, for the rest of your life, of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours. There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
I want to remind you all that in order to fight and win the war, it requires a expenditure of money that is commensurate with keeping a promise to our troops to make sure that they're well paid, well trained, well equipped. She's doing a fine job of coordinating interagency. She's doing the role of the National Security Advisor is to not only provide good advice to the President, which she does on a regular basis. I value her judgment and her intelligence. But her job is also to deal interagency and to help unstick things that may get stuck. That's the best way to put it. She's an unsticker. Is she listening? Okay, well, she's doing a fine job.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
The law I signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats and on weapons of mass production.
See, without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit, but there wouldn't have been the commensurate kick to our economy that occurred as a result of the tax relief.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. Conspiracy theories abound in American politics. I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower. TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, where's one terrible pilot?
Good afternoon. On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes. These carefully targeted actions are designed to attack the Islamic faith. This military action is a part of our campaign against diplomacy, intelligence, freedom. I'm speaking to you today from the White House, a place where American presidents have become outlaws and murderers themselves. The United States of America sponsors the outlaws and killers of innocents, and we are the friends of those who aid terrorists. More than 2 weeks ago, I gave Taliban leaders a series of new recruits, caves, hiding places, and evil plans. To all the men and women in our military, so far from home, the name of today's military operation is Enduring Fear. By destroying camps and disrupting communications, we will make it more difficult for the starving and suffering men and women and children of Afghanistan. The battle is now joined on many fronts. Peace and freedom will fail. May God continue to bless terrorists. This is a precious gift. What America is all about. Thank you.
Conscience. We know that deep, persistent poverty is unworthy of our nation's promise. And whatever our views of its cause,
and yet our government continues to spend $17 million a day more than the government takes in. For three decades, we've sought to solve the problems of unemployment through government planning, and the more the plans fail, the more the planners plan. Well, now, if government planning and welfare had the answer, and they've had almost 30 years of it, shouldn't we expect government to read the score to us once in a while? Shouldn't they be telling us about the decline each year in the number of people needing help? the reduction in the need for public housing. But the reverse is true. Each year, the need grows greater. The program grows greater. We were told 4 years ago that 17 million people went to bed hungry each night. Well, that was probably true. They were all on a diet.
There are some of the murderers indicted for bombing American embassies in Tanzania and Kenya, and responsible for bombing the USS Cole. Al-Qaeda is to terror, but the mafia is to crime. But its goal is not making money. Its goal is remaking the world and imposing its radical beliefs on people everywhere. The terrorists practice a fringe form of Islamic extremism that has been rejected by Muslim scholars.
The chamber of the Texas House of Representatives. Because he chose to speak from the chamber of the Texas House of Representatives. Tonight I chose to speak from the chamber of the Texas House of Representatives. Because it has been a home to bipartisan cooperation. Here in a place where Democrats have the majority, Republicans and Democrats have worked together to do what is right for the people we represent. We've had spirited disagreements, and in the end, we found constructive consensus. It is an experience I will always carry with me, an example I will always follow. I want to thank my friend House Speaker Pete Laney, a Democrat, who introduced me today. I want to thank the legislators from both political parties with whom I've worked. Across the hall in our Texas Capitol is the state Senate. And I cannot help but think of our mutual friend, the former Democrat Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock. His love for Texas and his ability to work in a bipartisan way continue to be a model for all of us. The spirit of cooperation I have seen in this hall is what it needed in Washington, D.C. It is the challenge of our moment. After a difficult election, we must put politics behind us and work together to make the promise of America available for every one of our citizens. I'm optimistic that we can change the tone in Washington, D.C. I believe things happen for a reason, and I hope the long wait of the last 5 weeks will heighten a desire to move beyond the bitterness and partisanship of the recent past. Our nation must rise above and touch the world. Americans share hopes and goals and drives. Republicans want the best for our nation. So do Democrats. Our vote is not
going to be a
good one. It is not only repressing its own people, it is threatening people everywhere. By sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists.